Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
At Vintem, capital of the great new world of Venus, Anne and Mitch watch Gord review some of his fighting troops. Later, he tells them that they're part of the invasion army that is to attack Earth. Meanwhile, Rocky and Marla have reached the mainland. After a brush with some of Gord's men, they set out for Vintem by air car. As they fly along, the engine begins to cough. Within seconds, they're diving for the river below.
Rocky, I cannot control it.
Flatten her out, Marla, or we'll crash.
I cannot.
Well, you've got to, or it's the finish.
I am doing the best I can. The air car will not answer the controls.
Try to get the engine going again.
It is no use.
Ah, so Gord's mob did hit us.
That must be it.
Oh, this makes it rather sticky, doesn't it?
Rocky! It is answering the controls again.
My gosh, it is too. Jump straighten her out of luck.
I think I can land it on the water now. Hold on tight.
I am. I've got my fingers crossed.
Her face set and grim, Marla fights to land the air car safely as the river rushes up toward them. With a desperate effort, she manages to zoom low over the surface. Then, suddenly, without warning, the air car tips and dives into the water with a terrific splash. Knocked unconscious by the crash, Rocky and Marla are trapped as the air car sinks beneath the river. A little later, Rocky wakes with a start.
Marla. Marla. Marla, wake up. Wake up, do you hear?
Oh,
the poor kid, she's still out to it. Marla. Marla, can you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Marla, we are in great danger.
Danger?
Wake up. Come on, Marla. Wake up. We've got to get out of here.
Rocky, what happened?
No, no, never mind. Never mind. Can you move?
Yes. Oh, my. We are trapped beneath the water.
Now, we'll be all right.
We are under the river. We will be drowned.
Now, don't get panicky, Marla. I'll get you out of here.
You will. Oh, you are wonderful, Rocky.
Now, listen, Marla. We've got to work fast. First, we'll force open one of the windows, and then we'll...
But the water will rush in.
Well, we can't get out any other way.
No. It's frightening being down here.
I agree with you. I can think of plenty of better places to be.
Can you open your window?
I'm trying it. It's coming, I think.
It has not moved, Rocky.
Ah, it must have jammed in the crash.
Yes. Oh, Rocky,
no, don't worry, please. We'll make it. Marla, will the one near you open?
No, I tried it while you were working on yours.
Well, I'll give this another try before I start on the real one. It certainly is. Marla, I've moved it a little. It's coming this time.
And so is the water. It will soon be rushing in on us.
All right, now listen carefully. Once I open it wide, I'll push you out first, okay?
And you?
I'll follow you then. All right, here we go. Now, Marla, out you go, out.
Rocky!
Now, don't try to talk. Do as I say. Away you go. I'll be right after you.
Rocky. Rocky.
Well, here we are.
No, I was afraid.
Hey, you're not crying, are you?
I thought that you were not coming.
Oh, silly.
Oh, Rocky.
Look, Marla, there's enough water around us without making some more. Stop your crying. We're safe now.
I'm sorry.
Listen. Can you swim to the shore?
Yes, I think so.
All right, now stay close to me and give a yell if you get tired. All right, come on. Let's swim out of this. It's cold. Well, it's much better on this riverbank, isn't it?
Yes.
You all right?
Why?
Not a tail.
I think I'm going to be sick. I swallowed an awful lot of water.
Oh, Marla, you poor kid.
I am not a kid. I'm a woman.
Oh, my God, don't shout at me.
I don't know.
How are you feeling?
I will not be sick.
Oh, good.
I am sorry I could not land the aircraft.
Oh, Marla, it wasn't your fault. You did a terrific job. Dog's mop at Sagra must have filled the fuel tank with holes.
Yes.
Well, we were lucky to get off so lightly.
And for the second time you have saved my life.
Oh, now, don't start that business. Forget it.
I can't. Rocky. Rocky.
What are you trying to say? No, I can't.
Oh, you. Rocky, I love you.
What?
I love you. You will not anger me.
No.
I have so much to say.
Well, why not save that for later?
How do you mean?
Well, we came to the mainland to do a job, remember?
To kill Gord?
Yes.
When we have done. Will you talk up last night?
Oh, Marla, I thought that you and Yan...
Oh, him.
Well, Vokdar seems to think that you might marry his son.
I'd rather marry you. You are so exciting.
Well, Marla, let's talk of something else.
Not Yan, anyway. He has only thought for Anne. Is she as lovely as he says?
Yes, she is.
As beautiful as you?
Well, you wait till you meet her, then you can judge for yourself. Now, how do we get to Vintem from here?
Walk.
Oh, is there no other way?
Not that it is safer. The soldiers in Sagra will have reported that we are on the men. Gorg will send out hundreds of men after us.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, it's as though we'll have to walk. My gosh, Vokdar said we'd be lucky if we ever reached that palace alive, and I'm beginning to believe it. Well, let's move, shall we?
You seem worried, Father.
I am, yeah.
Because of Rocky and Marla?
No.
Then why?
Well, while you were out training with the sabotage parties, I received a message from my old friend, Colonel.
Oh, about him?
He did not mention either her or Mitch this time.
Oh.
His message is rather terrifying. You know, my son, without our spy colonel at Gorg's palace, we should know little of his plans.
What is the latest news?
Gorg intends to invade the Earth.
Invade the Earth?
Within 2 months.
Oh, I don't believe it.
My son, Colonel, would not lie to me.
Yes, but Father, Gorg
Let
is
me
not...
finish, please. Colonel was at a big parade of troops at Vintem. Gorg told them that they would leave by space troop ships within 14 days.
Oh, I see.
And that on the eve of their departure, he would offer you, Mitch, Rocky Star, and myself as sacrifices to Nut.
Providing he ever catches us.
Colonel says there is to be an all-out search for our hiding place. However, that does not worry me as much as his other news. Jan, we must act quickly.
Yes, but how do you mean?
We must warn the peoples of Earth of their great danger.
Oh, it is too late.
Too late? There are 2 months before...
Earth could not prepare weapons to defeat Gorg in that time. They would be overcome in a few days.
Nevertheless, we must warn them.
I will do that, Father. I will try to contact Professor Vernon by radio.
Right away, my son.
It will not save them.
There might be something they can do.
You do not know the Earth as I do. They are not at even at peace among themselves. They are continually fighting nation against nation.
That is as may be. Yet they must be warned of Gorg's plan. That... you know, organization may be able to rally their people.
But, Father, they have no experience in interplanetary warfare. They have not the weapons that we have. Why, their cities are all built above the ground. They will be in ruins a few hours after Gorg's invasion begins. They're defenseless against cosmic rays attacks.
Could they not build defenses in time?
No.
I see.
After all, 2 months is very short notice,
Father. Yes, it is. Then we cannot help the Earth, eh?
There is only one way.
Well,
we must defeat Gorg here on Venus.
Well, it may take years.
Yes, it may.
Then Earth is doomed.
I'm afraid so. Unless Rocky can kill Gorg quickly.
Do you imagine that is possible?
Rocky is a very clever man, Father.
And Gorg is the best defended man in the universe.
Still, he may be able to do it, providing Colonel can get him into the palace without being seen.
I wonder where Rocky and Marla are now.
Very close to Vintem, I should say.
I pray that their plans are successful.
I have a feeling that they will be. Now, I will go to the radio transmitter and try to contact Professor Vernon.
You are not tired, Rocky.
No, are you?
No.
Whereabouts are we now?
In a forest that runs alongside the near Gretel.
Listen, we're not likely to run into any Nagasaur or flying reptiles, are we?
What do you ask?
The only weapon I have is this mice here. We lost our guns in the aircar.
Oh, there is no danger, providing we stay on the track.
Mm-hmm. How far is it to Vintem?
You are impatient to get there, Opie.
Well, naturally. Gorg has Ann and Mitch prisoners, and... Well, if we do something quickly, Molly, you can guess the rest.
Do you think he would harm them?
Well, don't you?
He would destroy the universe if he thought he could gain more power.
That's why I'd like to fix him once and for all.
It will not be easy to kill him.
Well, maybe not. Still, I think I can do it. How far to go?
Oh, about 20 miles.
Gosh, this will take us the best part of 2 days, unless we can borrow an air car from somewhere.
Rocky!
What is it?
Come back! Come back quickly! Rocky!
Marla's scream cuts through the silence of the forest like a shell through the air. What has happened to Rocky? And is our Earth doomed to be ruled by Gorg? There is excitement ahead for you in the next chapters of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination Venus.